This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. First steps to building community labor political alliances without shortcuts. It was just a first step. Acorn had joined Ron Mayer and Leakey Smits, the principal officers of the Socialist Party Netherlands, and calling together a small group of 20 or so in the late summer who might be able to come together for a conversation on a Saturday in Amsterdam to share their experiences in trying to build a working alliance or partnership between community organizations, labor unions, and political formations or parties. Interest was huge. The only real obstacle was a European holiday schedule where many were already committed or unavailable as we sent out inquiries of interest. Nonetheless, we had representatives from various organizations coming from France, United Kingdom, Brussels, and Holland that joined us for what turned out to be a very fruitful and intense initial conversation. Almost like neighborhood first organizing committee meetings, the morning introductions were groups reported on their work were peppered with questions and the excitement that comes from people realizing that others are sharing the same experiences with similar issues and therefore are not alone. The party representatives from France were thrilled to discover the depths of the experiences of the SPN with community organizing. The unions from the Netherlands and Brussels found common cause on issues from organizing or the lack of it to institutional and traditional restraints in the way that their large organizations were facing the challenges of declining membership and new work formations and expectations. The community organizers with Acorn were intrigued at the similarity of methods and issues they were hearing. Everywhere there were learning moments rather than teachable moments. There was no effort at consensus, but a refreshing frankness served in solidarity. Different views on integration of movements and organization looked for light rather than heat. Explanations about cultures of compromise tried to grapple with organizing models based on conflict. Advice given about quietly fighting within were listened to closely, even as others argued for storming the barricades. One union organizer cautioned others that assumptions are the mother of all mess-ups, though he used a different word. An SP organizer critiqued a former methodology as doing actions for people rather than actions with people, noting that they'd moved their interactions from 90% talking to 80% listening instead. These were organizers, of course, so opinions were often challenged with questions about the underlying numbers, whether there was accountability, and how tactics and methodology responded to the numbers. The evaluations were unanimously positive. No decisions were made. No officers were elected. There was only consensus on one item, meeting again in January with everyone here and all that could not make it on such short notice. That was enough, and it was important. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.